Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. In 2018, Sacramento took a hard look at arts education in K-12 public schools with the goal to restore access. And the Friends of Sacramento Arts followed. The nonprofit within the city and also the county's blessing, it works with school districts across Sacramento to restore equitable access to arts education in classrooms. And this week, they are celebrating some of the best arts educators across more than a dozen school districts in the region. Allison Cagley is the founder of Friends of Sacramento Arts, and Dahlia Velasquez is with Schools First Federal Credit Union. And they join us with more about their mission ahead of the 2024 Heroes of Arts Education Gala on Thursday, March 14th, which will be emceed by Cap Radio Music's Excellence in Jazz host, Avery Jeffrey, who we love. Good afternoon to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Allison, I want to start with you. Let's start from the beginning. 2019, Friends of Sacramento Arts. What is the mission and the vision of this nonprofit?
So with the mayor's blessing and welcome, we started Friends of Sacramento Arts in January of 2019 to, as you said, restore arts education, because in California, only 1 in 5 school children get any arts. And there are study after study that shows both social emotional health and academic behavior are greatly improved when children are provided consistent, comprehensive arts education.
Why did you want to get involved? I mean, you're the founder.
Well, I grew up at a time when arts were still a part of schools, and I'm an arts fanatic and started out in fourth grade playing rabbit in Winnie the Pooh and went all the way through high school in theater and music. And I want children to get that same opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, it didn't exist across the board at public schools across Sacramento County, and you have that personal understanding of why arts education is important. Can you talk about, just within the last 5 years that this nonprofit has been around, some of the accomplishments that have been that you celebrated?
So during COVID, when COVID started, and we knew artists were not going to be able to teach in schools, we provided grants to them to digitize their arts curriculum so they could continue to teach virtually. We also joined a statewide program called Create California, which is focused on advocacy for arts education. And we became the local and regional voice for Prop 28, both to get it on the ballot and to get it approved.
Mm. Okay, so let's get to Prop 28, because voters approved this in November 2022, and this was to establish a new ongoing program to support arts education across the state. So now we're, you know, a year and a half in. I mean, what have been the benefits of Prop 28 for a nonprofit like yours?
Well, it really raises the conversation and the awareness statewide and locally and regionally, not only with the education community, but with the business community and concerned parents that want high-quality education. And it's groundbreaking because it's a permanent fund, so regardless of what governor's in office, the students will be getting money from Prop 28 every year to use for both recruiting art teachers as well as providing enrichment programs.
How do you work with school districts and just schools to get more arts education in classrooms?
A lot of it is educating and activating the folks that hold the purse strings. So it's at the district levels, both with the superintendent and their staff, as well as the school board members, because many school board members, you know, I've talked to, don't necessarily know the benefits of Prop 28 and the permanent improvement that it will make.
Hmm. And so for the ones that do and give you the green light to get more arts education and artists into classrooms, how do you go about doing that? You mentioned that there's some grant funding that can be involved.
So the a lot of it is about relationship building. And one example is in one district, several of them actually, but one district, their visual and performing arts director that oversaw all arts education in their large district, that was one of 5 hats that she wore. And after several conversations and meetings with the superintendent, they reclassified her position to be full-time arts education. So it's those little wins to really elevate to those that manage those budgets about why that attention needs to be.
Yeah. Know. I mean, by going from 5 priorities to 1 priority, I mean, that was a bandwidth issue.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, now that Prop 28 is passed, it's the devil in the details. So it's looking at the budgets and templates and worksheets that we can provide both parents and schools on how to implement it. Hmm.
Okay, Dahlia, that brings me to you, because you are with the Federal Credit Union, Schools First. How do you get involved with Friends of Sacramento Arts?
So with Schools First Federal Credit Union, we like partnering with organizations that just care about education and care about the students and just bringing back to the community. For me, I work with Schools First. I'm actually a branch manager, so we serve our school employees on a daily basis. So the other part to that is last year I was actually able to join their board, Friends of Sacramento of Arts, and it has been a wonderful experience just working with this group of volunteers and see the passion, like Allison herself, you know, she's very passionate of what we do. And you mentioned, you know, the care that it just brings to the community and prioritizing education, which is what we're all about.
Well, for you to be on the board, I mean, that would mean you see the value of arts education in schools. Why is arts education important to you?
So for me, I actually have a son that loves art. Like he actually has this autism. He has a special need. And through that, he has been able to really find a passion of his own. Art became something that, like Allison mentioned, during COVID, it was something that teachers really focused on because the students were virtually and they needed to keep them engaged. And he found art, painting, freehand drawing, that it almost felt like he was tracing it. It looked like he was tracing it, but he wasn't. And he really loves it. He loves going to museums and anything that is music. He also enjoys it very, very much. So that is just aligns with a passion that I have of my own.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a conversation I had with someone else who is like a grassroots organizer. And they were talking about, you know, we talk a lot about STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, math. But he used the word STEAM, adding A to the mix. And so the arts are really instrumental, just like those other subjects that are also important. But sometimes I think historically arts has been left to the wayside.
Right. Yes, it has. And in fact, helping people understand that art can be used to teach the other subjects, because every child has a different learning style. And so if the arts is a way for them to grasp science or history or math concepts, so much the better.
Yeah, yeah, that creativity is so important. So that brings us to Thursday. You're going to have the Heroes of Arts Education Gala, what have you. Tell us about it. How did this come about?
Well, I realized last year that two purposes for this. One, teachers aren't recognized and honored in the way they should be for the day-in, day-out work that they do with school children. And so we started it last year. The other part was to bring together all the different decision-makers that impact our children's lives. So whether it's an elected official from city council or state, or it's a superintendent, or it's a school board member, and then parents and children all together in the same room celebrating and honoring art teachers.
Mm. Do you know how many people you touch throughout the county? I mean, there's more than a dozen school districts in Sac County.
Yeah, there's 14 school districts in Sac County that serve about 250,000 students. And we've now actually expanded through our partnership with Create California into Placer, El Dorado, and Yolo.
Wow, so the surrounding counties as well.
Yes, yes.
When it comes to the event and who you're going to be celebrating, do you have some highlights you can share with us?
Sure. So our arts leader that we'll be highlighting is Dr. L. Stephen Winlock, and he is very involved in arts education, and he's with Sacramento County of Office of Education. We have a band, a jazz band from Valley High School in Elk Grove performing, a group from Phoebe Hearst Elementary in Sac City performing on ukuleles, which will be super fun. And then one of our honorees, Molly Morrison at McClatchy, is going to be showcasing visual arts and reading quotes from students about the impact on their lives that art has made.
Oh, wonderful. Is this open to the public as well?
Yes, it is. And so the doors at Sophia, the B Street Theater, and doors open at 6. Program starts about 6:30, and the tickets are $50, available on our website.
Dahlia, what are you looking forward to most on Thursday?
I mean, for us, for Schools First, it's an honor to be able to actually sponsor this gala second year in a row. You know, we are also looking forward, like Allison mentioned, honoring some of the students, highlighting the great work that school employees do on the arts every single day. So we're looking forward to that and just, again, being part of the community.
And this event is the second annual, but Friends of Sacramento Arts just crossed in over its completed its 5-year anniversary since being in existence in Sacramento. You know, in the last 40 seconds or so that we have, how would you like it to grow within the next 5 years or so?
I'd like to build more partnerships with the school districts in the surrounding areas, as well as build a relationship more with the state level, since we are here in the Capitol, and really live out the vision that we have of arts every day for every child in every school.
Yeah, and you just mentioned how you expanded to other counties. I would imagine, you know, the future may hold even more.
Yes, yeah. Well, we already have started building relationships with advocates, training and mentoring advocates in those 3 other counties.
Mm. Dahlia, you're a board member, so you're part of the decision-making process as well. How would you like to see Friends of Sacramento Arts grow?
I think Allison said it very well, is the partnership. You know, my son goes to a district that can really benefit from this partnership. So I'm looking forward for it to continue to expand and help students get the arts that they need in school.
Well, Dahlia and Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a busy week.
A lot.
48 hours.
Checking those things off.
You're going to have a lot of fun. Allison Cagley is the founder of Friends of Sacramento Arts. Dahlia Velasquez is with Schools First Federal Credit Union, and they are discussing the 2024 Heroes of Arts Education Gala on March 14th, that's Thursday, recognizing outstanding arts leaders and educators from school districts across our region. And it is open to the public. It will also be emceed by CAP Radio Music Excellence and Jazz host Avery Jeffrey. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to talk to us, you can send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky, managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.